We're living in a time with access to vast information about reality and how the world really works. Yet many people cannot see this. The big question is why people sometimes seem a little bit stupid and unable to see what is right in front of them, even when it's right in front of them. No matter how many facts or bits of evidence you present, they just can't see or accept the objective truth. It's frustrating as heck. And there's a good reason for this, and today you're going to find out why. Hi, I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to where free thinkers consider topics related to humanity, spirituality, reality, and individuality. If that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. Today, I want to talk about cognitive dissonance, in particular, the increased occurrence of cognitive dissonance in the world right now, what cognitive dissonance is, the causes and examples, and how to deal with cognitive dissonance in both yourself and someone else. Let's get started. The world right now is polarized over so many issues, and cognitive dissonance is occurring a lot, which is why it's important to understand. So let me give you an example. There's one perspective that believes there are many external things in the world that threaten their welfare and existence. This could include threats of war from unseen enemies, biological threats and killer viruses, threats of losing your job, your home, your friends, your family, or your rights and freedoms if you don't do as you're directed by authority. Or they may also fear the threat of people who do not comply with these government mandates and regulations around certain things. So these people generally believe the government, authority, and media is looking after them, always tell the truth, and places restrictions and imposing laws on the people for the common good and their best interests. This is what they've been told their entire life and have no reason to believe otherwise. They've never been presented with any evidence to the contrary. Until now. So there's a second perspective that holds a completely opposing belief. So many of these people once believed the same as the first group until they were presented with new and conflicting information. Through personal experience and observation, critical thinking, logic and rationale, and even intuition, they looked at a whole heap of information and came to a view that the truth of the world was perhaps different to what they'd previously been told. So these people generally believe the government, authority, and media is not looking after them or anyone else, often lies and manipulates and coerces, and places restrictions and imposing laws on the people to create fear and control and serve their own self-interests. So how can these two groups of people living in exactly the same world hold such completely different perspectives? And how can someone over here not see what you see over here when you have mountains and mountains of facts and information? How can they seem so stupid? To understand this, we need to understand what is cognitive dissonance. So let's start with some simple definitions. Cognitive is the mental process of acquiring knowledge and understanding through the experiences of the senses, thought, and emotion. Cognitive are the mental processes involved in learning, understanding, and knowing things, and processing information received through the body to generate new knowledge. Dissonance is a combination of sounds or notes or things or information that are not pleasant together and are kind of really jarring and uncomfortable. So when we bring them together, cognitive dissonance is the mental discomfort from holding two conflicting or contradicting beliefs, ideas, or values at the same time. It can also occur when a person's behaviors and actions and thoughts and beliefs do not align with one another. In a state of cognitive dissonance, people will do whatever it takes to relieve the discomfort and conflict. So, what are the causes of cognitive dissonance? It can occur in a number of ways. Firstly, forced compliance, when someone is forced to do publicly what they don't want to do privately. Dissonance is created between their belief in that I did not want to do this and their behavior. I did it. So when governments force or coerce someone to wear a mask, stay locked in their homes and away from people they love, and these people believe masks cause health problems and closeness and connection to other people is important to their good health, this creates a cognitive dissonance. They're believing one thing and they're being forced to do another. Another way it can occur is through new information. So learning new information can cause cognitive dissonance. For example, you may have believed your whole life the government and media media act in your best interests. However, you may discover their directions and laws to place restrictions on the population are not founded on any clear medical or lawful reasons, facts, or evidence. You discover many doctors, lawyers, and experts have been lobbying governments with very valid research and studies on the ineffectiveness of masks and lockdowns and evidence of potential cures that have been banned by governments. You also discover the government have refused to consider this information and media has been censoring all these people who've been talking about it. So this creates massive cognitive dissonance in that what you've believed to be true your whole life may not be. There's a whole heap of new information. You do not want to consider the possibilities of why the government and media would do this and may not be acting in your best interests. Another way cognitive dissonance can occur is through decisions. So decisions create conflict in terms of pros and cons. So say you're asked to wear a mask or get a vaccine so that you can retain your job, travel, or engage in other experiences in society. However, you've done considerable research that concludes for you that both of these requirements are not healthy, they're bad for you, and they make you sick. However, you're being told over here that if you do this, it's good for society and it looks after other people. Both alternatives have good and bad points that conflict each other and create cognitive dissonance. You have to weigh up what is most important and what you can live with to make a decision that aligns. Another way it's caused is through priorities. So we may carry different priorities that create conflict and contradiction. For example, the well-being of your family might be very important. However, to provide the standard of income, opportunities, and resources for them that you wish, you have to spend long hours away from them working in a job you don't really love. If you take a job that allows you to spend more time with them, it pays a lot less money and you may not be able to give them the quality of life you want to. These conflicting views mean you have to figure out your priorities. Then there's effort. So humans often value most highly goals or outcomes which require the most effort to achieve. So if we spend a great deal of time, effort, and resources on something such as a career, a relationship, a religion, or a lifetime of beliefs and behaviors, and it turned out badly, or we discover it's wrong, we experience cognitive dissonance. To avoid this, we'll emphasize only the positives and try to justify or convince ourselves it turned out well, it's right, and it was a good thing. The results of cognitive dissonance are not pleasant. The internal conflict of thoughts and beliefs expands into feelings of anxiety, embarrassment, guilt, shame, regret, sadness, or stress. The individual experiencing this may constantly try to rationalize their actions or choices. They may try to hide their actions or beliefs from others. They avoid conversations or debates about specific topics because it causes distress. Or they seek out information that supports their beliefs and their behaviors and their convictions. They'll avoid receiving or learning new information that goes against their existing beliefs. They'll ignore research, evidence, observation, personal experience, and facts that cause cognitive dissonance and conflict. For the person on the opposite end of this, it can be really frustrating. They find it impossible to have any kind of conversation or discussion with the person and may be met with arguments, aggression, defensiveness, name-calling, resistance, or a complete unwillingness to be open to a new or alternative perspective or information. To just consider, these people may on the surface appear stupid or ignorant. It's not that people are stupid and they cannot hear or understand you. It is that they do not yet have the cognitive ability to accept this new perspective. Their brain just will not let them. Two major examples of cognitive dissonance are smoking and eating meat. In the case of smoking, a person knows it causes cancer. Despite the amount of evidence to prove this, they will find one example of a lifelong smoker who lived to 102 to convince themselves otherwise, to convince themselves it's good for them. When it comes to eating meat, many people in society eat meat on a regular basis, while also proclaiming to be against animal cruelty. Bringing harm to others would morally make them a bad person, so they choose to ignore that the purchase of meat pays for the way animals are treated, housed, tortured, and ultimately murdered for food. They focus on articles about how much protein humans need and how we can only get this from animals, and that there is a natural order and a food chain which places humans at the top. They'll not consider if a pet cat or dog can experience emotions and love, how or why a pig or a cow would not also. They fight to find a way to justify how they can eat meat and be a good person too. And that's okay, it's internal conflict. So many people are unaware of their cognitive dissonance and the effect it has on themselves or others. The only way it can be addressed is to first become conscious and aware of feelings of anxiety, embarrassment, guilt, shame, regret, sadness, or stress, and identify the cause in yourself as cognitive dissonance and a conflict. Only then can you begin to address it. So there are a number of ways to reduce cognitive dissonance in yourself, including firstly, rejecting or avoiding conflicting information. So this requires you to discard certain and devalue certain information from certain people or certain sources. One of this is ignoring information, people, or news sources that have a different perspective to you. While this relieves cognitive dissonance, it's a narrow approach that will keep you from discovering broader and alternative perspectives and possible truths about the world. You can persuade and justify. Individuals may convince themselves that no conflict exists. They'll seek out others who believe the same as them, and we'll all stay together, convincing ourselves that new information is wrong, or condemn those who hold an alternative perspective. They do everything they can to eliminate an alternative that would negate their current reality. So, for example, to consider that a government or the media may not be acting in your best interests and could be lying to you creates great cognitive dissonance in some members of society. It's far easier to band together and label anyone over there who thinks otherwise as crazy, a conspiracy theorist, rather than consider it on merit as just a possibility. We can reconcile the beliefs. Beliefs can be reconciled by adding new beliefs, changing existing beliefs, or changing existing behavior to align with another new belief. For example, so you may be able to allow two conflicting beliefs to coexist. You might find a way to work that pays good money and takes you away from your family so you can save and get settled financially, and also focus on scheduling high quality time and activities with your family and committing to reduce your workload after a certain time or a certain amount of savings. You can change your beliefs by considering a range of new information and deciding that the media may not always be honest after all. Maybe they are sometimes, maybe they're not. And that the government does not always know what is best for them, and that wearing a mask actually feels really bad and stops them breathing, and might not be that good after all. They have to weigh it up. In addition, some of their behaviors might have to change accordingly. So we can bring on new behaviors. A meat eater may decide to stop eating meat and forfeit that experience because of their love and care for animals. A person who believes masks or vaccines are bad for their health may choose not to engage in those behaviors and suffer the consequences of society's condemnation for their choice. And they can be okay with that. These approaches do not necessarily permanently resolve the conflict. They can just bury it for another day. Instead, at a time and in a way that works for you, it's important to acknowledge cognitive dissonance and choose to really look at the conflicts between beliefs or behavior and explore all perspectives through intellectual, experiential, and intuitive processes to find a real objective truth. When confronted by cognitive dissonance in others, it's important to accept that you cannot change or control another person. If they're not ready, willing, or open to seeing a different perspective, there is nothing you can do to change that. You cannot convince or cajole someone into seeing a different way, even if it has a mountain of evidence and truth to support it. This will only increase the dissonance and their feelings of anxiety, shame, or guilt, which does not help anyone. All you can do is let them know that you have a different view, and if and when they are interested already, you'll be happy to share. And if and when you are interested and ready, maybe they'll be happy to share. If someone tries to impose their view on you and you're not ready or willing to hear it, let them know politely and considerately that you may come back to them at a later time. Walk away if you have to, if you're getting conflict. Cognitive dissonance occurs in everyone to some degree at some point. In a current world of great polarity, it's occurring more and more. The importance is to recognize it in ourselves and others and do what we can to resolve and reconcile and allow both perspectives to exist, even if we do not agree, rather than fuel the fire of conflict. We each have the ability to contribute to creating our own reality and the collective reality of others. How you do it is up to you. The choice is yours. Now, for some individuals, the examples used in this episode might create some uneasiness, stress, frustration, and let's face it, cognitive dissonance. If that's the case, consider what is being triggered in you and which beliefs and behaviors are impacted and why. Acknowledge that it may be cognitive dissonance, and the way forward is to consider as much information and as many perspectives as possible to try to find that objective truth when the time is right for you. If you have any questions or thoughts about cognitive dissonance, please let me know at lizwatt.com/askliz. If you want to know more, then make sure you hit the subscribe button because I have a ton of content to share with you about integrating work, life, and spirituality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. That's it for today. I hope you found it helpful. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.